This is Dr. Minhas. I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Ronald for June Junior, RONALDFORJONE Junior. Date of birth 10/16/1961. Date of appointment February 5, 2026. Requesting physician Allison Townsend, ALISONTOWNSEND PA. Dear Allison Townsend, I have the pleasure of seeing Ronald for June today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 64-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who had an episode 3 months ago. He was during the day he was drinking organic orchard beer and smoked weed. 10 p.m. he went to the bed and he vomited out. 12:30 he got up and wife heard the noise that he fell down. He had a projectile vomiting. Wife think that he is having a heart attack or a stroke. She called the 911. He was taken to the Saratoga Hospital. He was still vomiting over there. EEG done. An MRI of the brain done in Saratoga Hospital, which were unremarkable. He had one episode before this about 3 years ago. He was sitting and he was moving hand. His sugar was high at that time. He stood up and he started walking. At that time he was taken to the hospital again. His troponin was high. In the ER he could not talk, then talking gibberish. He was confused, talking nonsense, no tongue biting, eyes were open, no incontinence. He was hallucinating also. Past medical history. History of MI, hyperlipidemia, diabetes mellitus, coronary artery disease, benign hypertension, tobacco use, thrombocytopenia, pure hypercholesterolemia, paroxysmal supraventricular tachycardia, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, ischemic cardiomyopathy, dizziness, diabetes mellitus, COVID-19, atelectasis, past surgical history, CABG, tonsillectomy, stent in the heart, cardiac radio frequency ablation, appendectomy, allergy, no known drug allergy, medication, albuterol, aspirin, atorvastatin, bimetanide, एवेलो क्यूमैब फेमेटिडीन फ्लूटिकासोन साल्मेट्रोल इंसुलिन लोराटडीन मिटोप्रोलॉल नाइट्रोग्रिसलिन पेंटोप्राजॉल Socialist does not smoke cigarette. He used to smoke cigarette. Socially drink alcohol. He smoke weed. He is married, live with his wife, have one kid. Family is the mother alive. Father deceased. Cancer of the brain. No sibling. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he had a seizure. Physical examination, blood pressure 140 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation. Heart S1, S2, regular in rate and rhythm, abdomen, short bowel sound, present neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no facial dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry. Tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug, normal hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor, motor system examination, strength 545, deep tender reflexes 2 or 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination reveal. Presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan. 64-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, history of smoking weed and alcoholism. Next paragraph, patient does not want any medication for seizure. His seizure can be due to smoking weed and alcohol. It can be due to electrolyte imbalance because he was vomiting out at that time. Zepbound is discontinued. Patient already had EEG and MRI in Saratoga Hospital. I advise a patient not to use alcohol and weed if he will have any more seizure despite not using alcohol and weed, then he should be on anti-seizure medication. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.